And but we were blessed with an overwhelming blessing of leather goods from an individual that closed their business down. And I'm telling you, U-Haul knew me by first name. I went into the same U-Haul place in Cocoa, three times to get, we got a 26-footer, a 15-footer, and then a trailer. Because we thought we were going to, I mean, it was just incredible. And a word came this morning to us. There was a text sent to us and said, the Lord said that the blessings is because you're prepared to leather up. And he, like armor, he said, the same leather that we got is the same leather that he put on Adam and Eve. And this is a text to us this morning. And my wife and I were like, whoa, this is incredible. You know, it's amazing how many things God is puts in divine order. And you got to, and you can't just reject them and say, oh, it's coincidence. You've got to be tentative and sensitive to what is happening. We know that we are in the transition. And in this transition, we know that things are going to be closing down, but that doesn't mean it's gone. It means it's going to a bigger and better place. In fact, during the hurricane, I was told that our sign from our store got blown off. I started laughing. Just another sign. Not that it's just another sign from the Lord. I'm like, do you want me to put it back up? He said, no. I'm like, okay. Unless we put a new one up or something, I don't know. But anyway, so as for now, we may have to turn it into a leather shop. But there's so many things that are happening. Same thing with my wife was supposed to be going away. People were supposed to be going away, and the weather has stopped it because it's a divine intervention for something that God is getting ready to do. There's something you want us to see here, something you want us to see. There's something he wants to release into us and prepare us, because things are going to move rapidly to where sometimes you're not going to be able to catch it all. You know, when you go to a, I've been to groundbreaking events. And a groundbreaking event is where they stick the shovel in, they break ground because they're getting ready to lay a foundation for another building or whatever they're going to do. And then once they get it built up, then they have a ribbon cutting ceremony to for it to be in operation and so forth. And one of the things the Lord said to me, I was driving home from the gym. Of course, I got up about 2:30 in the morning. I couldn't sleep, so I went and prayed, and then I went to the gym. There wasn't nobody in there at that time. And on my way home, I said, what do you want to talk about? He said, groundbreaking. I said, groundbreaking. All right, what's the groundbreaking? So anyways, he brought me to this. He says it's in the groundbreaking is what's happening right now. Why? Because he's breaking ground. That's why we're seeing everything happen. For what? A new foundation, a new reality. Everything is being broken. See, if I'd have said broke, it would have been, I would have been corrected. So it's broken. I like the word broke. Anyways, not that I want to be broke. Broken. So anyways, we are breaking new ground. It's new ground that's being broken so that there can be a new foundation laid. This is the season that we are in. You know, we don't take it's coincidence of the songs that God lays out for us to sing. I don't pre-plan any songs. I may come in with the beginning of one because this is what he's led me to get, a release. But then as the songs, what they're being released and the purpose of is to prepare us. So there's nothing, you know, pre-done except for a message. And the names that we've been praying for, remember at night we've been lit, it's happening. It's happening. Man, I sense an anointing when I was worshiping over it. It came all over me. And that's what the Lord was telling me about the healing of the heart. so he can spread through the body. And he also told me the names that we've been lifting to him from that from first night. He says, you're going to see them begin to move. Isaiah 43, verse 16, please. Let's speak it. Thus is the Lord who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together and they shall not rise. They are extinguished. They are quenched like wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. Now we know that there's a phenomenal new praise going up to the Lord. And why? Because he's already, he's made way for waters, the rivers of living water to come to me and you. There's a new fresh outpouring. It's happening. It's happening. You could be walking down the street and all of a sudden, woohoo! You're filled. You're filled. All of a sudden, there'll be revelation. Something's happening. New things he's doing. Waters in the wilderness, rivers in the deserts. To bring drink to my chosen people, he formed for himself. For himself. See, you and I are formed for himself. Why? To bring praises. To bring what? Praises. We bring praises. How is Thanksgiving praises? Yes. All the things he's doing. Think about all the things that he's done in your life already. Not what he hasn't done yet. Stop looking at what he hasn't done. And look at what he's done. It's overwhelming. You couldn't number it. I couldn't record enough of it. Sometimes so many things happen in one day, I can't write it all down. But I got a Holy Spirit that reminds me. He brings it to remembrance. You remember this? Oh, yeah. But he wants us to rejoice in those things that he has done. How many times have we been rescued? Look at how many people have been destroyed by this hurricane. How many places and families and so forth. And we had peace the whole time. Even though I almost went on a trip holding my tent down. Heck, my tent was flying. It was covering the car. Was flying in the air. I was holding it down. The only thing, I was holding on to the fence. I had both sides zipped on the car cover. On the carport. I should open the mouth so the wind could blow through, but I wasn't thinking about that. Next thing I know, I heard this boom, boom, and there was the whole car thing, carport flying in the air, caught on a string, and I'm grabbing it. I'm pulling it down. Boy, that would have been funny on candid camera or something. I pull it down. I'm holding out one end. Anyways, it was a moment of what the heck. 1 Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2. And I had buckets of concrete on six places holding this thing down, and it didn't hold it down. But you know what? Everything's cool. Got a little scratch, that was it. No problem. Although my propane tank fell over, busted the head off, and no gas came out. That thing could have flown all over the place and beat that car up. But again, protection. I was able to pull it in, tie it down, open both sides up so the wind can blow through it. Had a ripping up on the thing, patching that up now, but everything's cool. It's okay. It's all working to the good. no matter what. Breaking new ground. Hallelujah. 1 Pete chapter 2 and verse 9. But you are what? A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who once were not a people but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. So we are not only chosen people, but we are a chosen generation. To what? To praise, to be ministers, to the King. We are a royal priesthood. You know, sometimes it has nothing to do with feeling. If you feel it, there's no feeling in a royal priesthood. It's a duty. Does everybody get it? It's a duty. We come and worship because it's not only duty, but once you get past the duty, it's awesome. Does everybody get it? Good. Breaking new ground. And you know that song that we just sang, New Wine. What comes out of it? New wine. New power. That's what he says. He says we got to get rid of our old flames to get the new fire. Because that's where we're at right now. This is not about a religious moment. It's about a movement of God. An end time movement of God. Breaking new ground. Ezekiel 47, starting at verse 1. Then it says, the Spirit brought Ezekiel. Then he said, verse 1, then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. And from the front of the temple, faced east, the water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by the way of the north gate and led me around on the other side, to the outer gateway that faces east. And there was water running out on the right side. Where did it run out of Jesus? Right side. And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the water came up to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, came up to my waist. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that could not cross. I could not cross, for the waters were what? Too deep. Water in which one must swim. Woohoo! A river that could not be crossed. He said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned, there along the bank of the river were very many trees on one side and on the other. Then he said to me, this water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. When it touches the sea, its waters are what? Healed. It's healing water. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the river go, will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. It shall be that the fishermen will stand by it from En-Gedi to En-El-Gomzim, whatever. They will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the same fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. But its swamps and marshes will not be healed. They will be given over to salt, which causes, you know, when you put salt on something, it also what dries it up. Amen. So we know that God is drying up the swamp and marshes now of what? The corruption. Along the bank of the river on this side and that will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be food, their leaves for what? Medicine. How powerful is that? Healing waters, not for the swamps and marshes. So in other words, this is what's happening now. You know, to make a river has got to be what? Dug out. Everything has to have be dug out. No matter what, that's how things flow. There's got to be breaking of new ground so that the river can flow. When you do irrigation, when they didn't have pipes or whatever, they had to dig it all out to get irrigation to places. They had to break new ground to bring water to the seeds so that they could grow. New things, waters in the deserts, rivers in the deserts for his chosen people, chosen generation to bring praise to him. Healing waters being released everywhere, but not to the swampers. Amen? They're not going to the swampers. Hallelujah. They're going to dry up. You know, one of the things that's happening right now in this breaking of new ground, God is shaking the fence. Some people are falling off and going on the right side. Some people are falling off and going on the left side, and some people are still holding on to the fence. But the devil owns the fence. Amen. Psalm 1:1, let's speak it. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the what? Ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates. In other words, he focuses day and night on the word of God. He shall be like a what? Tree planted by the what? Rivers of water, living water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. This is you and me. That's why we're called river people. Amen? We should be saturated with God's presence all the time. You should be walking in peace, joy, and righteousness, no matter what's going on. Verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. In other words, because they're going to be what? Salted. They're not going to be the salt. This is going to be salted to dry them up. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall what? Shall perish. Godly tree planted by rivers of water. Ungodly are chaff, dry places, salt places. And as God is breaking ground and rebuilding, resetting the foundations, there's going to be there's going to be cutting ribbon party. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55 verse 1, let's speak it. Oh, everyone who what? Thirst, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. So how do you buy it? Worship. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people. a leader and a commander for the people. Now, you know what? You know who's the David now? Trump. Surely you shall call a nation and you do not know. A nation who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, for he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and brings it, and bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth in singing before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of thorn shall come upon the cypress tree, and instead of briar shall come upon the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Wow. Godly. Oh, everlasting signs. We, one of the things that's happening, again, there are so many everlasting signs. There's so many signs that in everyone's life that we just don't put aside and ignore. Oh, that's coincidence. No way. No way. God is revealing himself more and more. Amen? Hallelujah. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Let's speak it. Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he comes and rains righteousness on you. Woohoo! Break up ground, seek the Lord, new thing, new foundation, breaking new ground, rains on the righteous. Hallelujah. Acts 16, verse 25. You know, you think about what's happening right now with the tornado and how much ground was breaking. How much chaos has brought about. You know, God still has the last say of everything. The enemy tries to do whatever, but, you know, God still has the last say. There's a reason for everything. We don't have to figure it all out. But if God is breaking new ground, all of these places that were broke in are going to be renewed with a new foundation, a new reality of who God is. Think about how many people were like calling out to God for help who never called out to God before. How many people called someone that they know that's a worshiper or goes to church and prays, pray for me. And they were able to be ministered. Why? So they could, a new foundation could be established. Breaking ground. What do you think earthquakes are? Breaking ground. Everything that God does is breaking ground. Breaking ground for what? New foundation. To be renewed, refreshed. New higher praises. To get closer to the Lord during this time. Hallelujah. Breaking ground. Acts 16:25, please. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to him. Now, he was not outside the prison. He was inside the prison, okay? They were inside. And suddenly there was a what? Great earthquake. Woohoo! Sounds like groundbreaking to me. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be what?" Oh man, is that not a powerful example of breaking ground? So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all who were in his house. And he took them to the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them. And he rejoiced, having believed in God with all of his household. Oh man, groundbreaking for a new foundation. This is what we're seeing all over the earth. Yes, my heart sorrows for those who lost loved ones. But we can't stay there. We can't stay there. We pray for those who've lost loved ones so they can be comforted, so they can be visited, because you know what? Their ground has just been shaken. They've been hurt. And we don't want them to blame God, because many of them are blaming God. But you know, we put ourselves in positions and don't realize how we put ourselves there because we didn't see it. But God is faithful. Amen. He's faithful. In spite of us, he's faithful. Hallelujah. Go to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 4. This is the history of heavens and the earth when they were created. In the day the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Before any plant of the field was in the earth, before any herb of the field had grown. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground, or what? Break ground. Amen? But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the earth. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a what? Living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out of Eden to the water to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four riverheads. The name of the first is Pisan, and the other one which skirts the whole land of Helaba were there for what? Gold. And the gold of that land is good. Beryllium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is one of the which one that goes all the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel, and it's one that goes around towards the east of Assyria. The fourth river is Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. To what? Tend and keep it, or to what? Break ground. Does everybody get that? To break what? New ground. And the Lord God commanded, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat of it, you shall what? You shall die." Now, again, God was breaking new ground with Adam. Does everybody see that? So in this, everything that he was doing, he was breaking new ground to start a what? New foundation. Look at the ripple effect of what happened from the garden. From that simple breaking of ground. You know, God did not need a gardener, amen? He didn't need someone to water the plants. You know, that's not how it was in the garden. I mean, we have these images of, you know, Eve eating apples from the tree and whatever, all this stuff. But that's not what was happening in the garden. I mean, these are also symbolic also. Because trees represent spirits. Amen? But God created man into this reality to be in his image and likeness. But he had to form his body first, put his breath in him, put his spirit in him, and then teach him his ways. For him to know what good was, he had to know what evil was. For him to know what hatred was, he had to know what love was. All of these things were going to be trained. That's why the devil was in the garden. Hello. And in that, God was training up Adam, but the Lord did something powerful. He broke ground to set a new foundation. Why? To train up people to become his image and likeness through eternity. It all started in the garden. He was not there to till up the ground. Hello? Hallelujah. Like I said, he didn't need a gardener. In fact, all the angels had to serve Adam, so he didn't really have to do anything. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody okay? And what was he breaking ground for? A new era. A new foundation. And that's what's happening with me and you right now. We're watching God break ground globally for a new foundation, for a new era. We are entering a whole new, refreshed, reconnected, renewed reality. Some, you know, and again, you know, you get these new technology all the time. By the time you get your phone turned on, there's a new one. I can't even figure out the first one. I had many people tell me, what the heck? It's incredible. But these kids, because they live in this technology, man, they pick it up like nothing. That's their life. They have a phone. And then they got high tech. You got to pay for people to tell you, turn on the phone, you know, whatever. But things are happening so rapidly that we can't even keep up. Can't keep up. But that's where we got to stay close to the Lord and trust him all the way. I'm going to tell you something. Everything will be changed by the first of the year. Yeah. By the first of the year, we're going to be stepping into this new reality like never before. It's going to be coming quickly and rapidly. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me, a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw. Is that how the world's foundations are built? Amen? Each one's work will become clearer, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. Anybody ever got robbed? Don't raise your hand. Did you ever, anybody ever cheat you out of something? Let it go. It's only bringing harm to you. It doesn't matter. God has the last say. But if you're trying to do all kinds of stuff, then you're not giving God the last say. Amen? Let God have the last say. And he'll restore it to you sevenfold. He'll vindicate you. It was nothing personal. Don't take anything personal. They're darkness. They're powers of darkness. They're demons. Don't take it personal. Well, they said they love me. Don't take it personal. People love cars. They love things. Don't take it personal. Does everybody get that? That's how you get a hard heart. That's how your heart gets in a place where there's unforgiveness. That's where there's bitterness and wrong intentions. And then we don't get healed. Don't take it personal. Remember, we're only here temporarily. It don't matter. And what's coming to you is going to be so more far exceedingly than what's owed to you. So what does it matter? You know how many times, I can't tell you how many times I got ripped off by doing work, construction work, or they shorted, paid me or whatever. Sometimes they just walked right out. Keep it. Didn't matter. I don't care. Does everybody understand? Why? Because I'm not going to chase money. I'm going to chase the King in His presence. I want to stay healthy, strong, and a power of His might. We don't have time for that stuff, man. Again, what is about to be released is far above all you could ever ask or think. Well, I need to work more hours to get this, to get that. That's crazy. That's crazy. This is not the time for that. This is the time to be closer to the Lord like you've never been before. Our work should be a ministry to get to people, to bring prayer booklets and tell them the truth about Jesus. Amen? It says here, if anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so forth through the fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. And let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. Therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world of, or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And you are Christ, and Christ is God's. Wow. We are workers of the field, builders according to His words. God is removing false foundations, breaking down to rebuild and reset new foundations. By what? Breaking new ground. Breaking new ground. Let this be a new day, a breaking ground for you today. Break new ground today. Amen? Hebrews 12, verse 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. That's called breaking new ground. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Breaking new ground for a new foundation. Again, shaking the fence. There's a shaking and quaking going on everywhere. Hebrews 6, verse 1. Is everybody there? Therefore, leaving the discussion of elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of the repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. of the doctrine of baptisms, of the laying on of hands, of the resurrection of the dead, and the eternal judgment. For this we will do if God permits. What is he trying to do? Bring him into another deeper place. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. In other words, only God can turn that heart. For the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receives blessing from God. But if it bears thorns and bears and it rejects and near to being cursed, whose end is to be what? Burned. But, beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor or love of love which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you shows the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become what? Sluggish. Do not become sluggish, but imitate those who what? Through faith and patience inherit the promises, leaving the old into the new. That's what it's all about. That's where we're going right now. And I'm going to close at Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice what? Lawlessness. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And that's what we're watching. We're going to see it. It's happening. That's why we got to keep building on the rock. Amen. That's the anointing. Breaking new ground. There's a freshness coming through the air. We had a fresh breeze of heaven here this morning. It was refreshing. And there's a renewing. We're in it. Try not to let the enemy distract you and steal what's been imparted. Seal it. Seal it. Seal it. Father, I pray, seal what we've learned this morning and preparation, because you're breaking ground. You're breaking ground and you're renewing and resetting right now. You're setting a new foundation. You're bringing a new reality, a refreshing of everything. And you're going to bless our socks off. And we're going to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.